Nolte, Hypocrites Feign Outrage Over Trump Telling Reporter Quiet, Piggy. By John Nolte on November 18, 2025. The left, which obviously includes the corporate media, is now outraged that President Trump told a reporter who was badgering and interrupting him, "Quiet, Piggy." Yes, the very same people who call Trump a Nazi, Hitler, fascist, a racist, a rapist, and mock his looks, are feigning outrage over Piggy. If you watch the video, you will see that Trump is obviously answering questions. Trump is obviously leaning into a particular reporter. Trump is obviously trying to hear that reporter's question so he can answer it. At the same time, this Piggy is yapping in his ear, interrupting and being a selfish, dare I say, Piggy, when he's trying to interact with someone else. If you don't want to be called a Piggy, don't act like one. Here's Jake Tapper white knighting as usual. The same Jake Tapper who once did an entire CNN segment about Trump's penis is worried about decency, or something. Hey, let's all watch the decency of the guy Jake Tapper supported to the point of covering up his obvious mental decline. It's not clear who Trump called Piggy. Some believe it was anti-Trump zealot Jennifer Jacobs from the far-left Bloomberg. Apparently, this happened last week Friday. But now that the stupid outrage porn over Trump remodeling the White House East Wing with a grand ballroom that will cost taxpayers nothing has belly flopped, we're about to get a week of Piggygate, because that's all the fake media have got. And that's especially all the fake media have got now that the Epstein files continue to take down Democrat after Democrat. Whoops. Whoops again. Don't ask me why the Trump White House bungled the Epstein saga so badly over these last 11 months. On every other issue, Trump 2.0 is batting a thousand. Here, they can't stop stepping on rakes. Common sense tells us that if there was incriminating information about Trump or any other Republican in the so-called Epstein files that President Audepin and his corrupt Attorney General Merrick Garland would have released them, or at least leaked them. Good heavens, let's not forget that they were so desperate to stop Trump. They tried to bankrupt him and toss him into prison for life with phony criminal charges. Anything compromising about Trump in the Epstein files would have been the silver bullet they could not find anywhere else. So, why didn't Trump release them on day one of his second-chance presidency? Who knows? I don't pretend to have all the answers or know all the inside baseball. But look at where we are now. A presidency swamped by nonsense that, at least in hindsight, could have easily been avoided by simply keeping the campaign promise to release everything. Baffling. Truly baffling. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.